From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her Republican Party rival Donald Trump make their closing arguments Sunday to persuade last-minute undecided voters and rally their bases to turn out on Election Day. Clinton spoke Saturday in Philadelphia.
When your kids and grandkids ask you what you did in 2016, when it was all on the line, I want you to be able to say, I voted for a better, fairer, stronger America where everybody has a chance at the American dream.
Clinton will also visit New Hampshire on Sunday. Trump has a busier schedule Sunday, visiting locations that have traditionally voted for Democrats. Trump has been painting a dark picture of what the country will look like with his opponent at the helm.
If she were to win this election, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis. In that situation, we could very well have a sitting president under felony indictment and ultimately a criminal trial.
Trump speaking Saturday in Nevada. Iraqi troops inside the embattled city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday on the city's eastern front, where Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods. On Saturday, an Iraqi general said his forces trying to encircle the city had driven Islamic State extremists out of a key town on the city's southern front, and Kurdish forces confirmed that Iraqi flags are now flying from buildings there, near Mosul's airport. This is VOA News. A U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Syrian fighters has launched an operation to retake the Islamic State group's Syrian bastion, Raqqa. A commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, in Ain Issa, 50 kilometers north of Raqqa, announced the start of the campaign Sunday. The SDF is dominated by the main Syrian Kurdish fighting force known as the People's Protection Units, or YPG. Turkey views the YPG as a terrorist organization, but the United States believes the YGP is the only militia capable of undertaking the task. Washington has agreed that Turkey will not participate in the fight to retake Raqqa. Turkish police used water cannon and tear gas on hundreds of protesters Saturday in Istanbul to disrupt a march in support of an opposition newspaper whose staff had earlier been arrested as part of an ongoing government crackdown. The protests erupted hours after Turkish authorities ordered 9 executives and journalists from the opposition secularist Cumhuriyet newspaper held for trial. Prosecutors linked the arrest to the newspaper's alleged support for a fugitive cleric suspected of orchestrating a failed coup attempt in July and for its alleged links to Kurdish militants battling the Ankara government for an autonomous homeland in Turkey's southeast. Cumhuriyet is one of the few opposition newspapers in Turkey still critical of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who launched a massive crackdown leading to the arrests of more than 100,000 people since the July 15th coup attempt. Nicaraguans are set to vote Sunday in a presidential election that polls indicate will most likely re-elect President Daniel Ortega. MNR Consultants national poll cites 69.8% of those surveyed plan to vote for Ortega and his leftist Sandinista National Liberation Front Party, compared with 8.1% for right-wing opposition candidate Maximino Rodriguez. MNR said another 15.5% of those polled call themselves independents or refuse to answer the survey. British Prime Minister Theresa May arrives in India on Sunday on her first bilateral visit outside the European Union to lay the groundwork for stronger trade ties post-Brexit with the world's fastest-growing major economy. But India will press the British leader on tighter visa rules that have diminished the number of Indian students going to British universities, and that could also impact Indian professionals in the country. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.